541, amend city code to reflect current structure, operations, and responsibilities in the Office of Management and Finance.
Colleagues, the Office of Management and Finance has updated sections of the city code to reflect the many organizational changes that they've undergone in recent years. The bulk of the changes are located within a restructured Chapter 3.15. This describes the organization's functions and duties of the Office of Management and Finance, but also include referential cleanups to the area of code that were affected by their efforts. I'd like to welcome Deputy Chief Administrative Officer Carmen Merlo back to the rostrum. She's here to provide us more information on these code changes.
Thank you, Mayor.
Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mayor.
Welcome back.
Thanks. Commissioners, Carmen Merlo, Deputy Chief Administrative Officer. With me is Michelle Koenig-North with our Strategic Projects and Opportunities team, and I'm here today to present updates that reflect organizational changes implemented by the Chief Administrative Officer to the Office of Management and Finance. In March of 2018, the CAO, Tom Reinhart, dissolved the Bureau formerly known as BIBS, the Bureau of Internal Business Services. BIBS was previously made up of four divisions: Fleet, Facilities, Risk, and Printing and Distribution. As part of the new organizational structure, Fleet and Facilities were combined into a new Division of Asset Management, or DAM. I can't compete with the Poop Master 6000, but I have a joyous time seeing the DAM manager. Under the Office of the Chief Administrative Officer, Printing and Distribution was moved over to the Bureau of Technology Services, and Risk was moved to the Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services. Other changes made to Chapter 3.15 include adding the new position of Deputy Chief Administrative Officer that was created by council in November 2017, and establishing the Office of the Chief Administrative Officer as a major organizational component to the operations of OMF, clarifying that the CAO had the ability to appear in small claims court to defend and represent the city, as well as enter into nondisclosure agreements, and that these authorities could be further delegated by the CAO to appropriate individuals in OMF. It also clarified the authority of the Chief Technology Officer to enter into technology-related nondisclosure agreements, and for the Chief Financial Officer to enter into financial-related nondisclosure agreements. Finally, it moved Enterprise Business Solutions into the Bureau of Technology Services. We made significant edits to Chapter 3.15 to reflect best practices found in newer city codes. Some of these improvements include the addition of a purpose, definitions, and functions section, ensuring authorities and responsibilities were delegated at the appropriate level, and removing specific references to funds or buildings managed so that council can assign or reassign those roles and functions without the need for code updates. Additional housekeeping changes were made to remove references to the Bureau of Internal Business Services and ensure delegations of authority previously issued by the Director of BIBS were transferred to appropriate parties. It also removed inaccurate references to OMF bureaus or divisions. And then finally, we know that we have more work to do, and we anticipate coming back to you in the near future with additional code revisions that are unrelated to the dissolution of BIBS. As one example, with the establishment of the new Office for Community Technology as a standalone bureau, we'll need to update additional code sections to reflect the new organizational structure and look forward to working with OCT staff to bring these code changes to council. Finally, I do want to thank Michelle Koenig-North, Josh Greger, and Diana Shiplett for all their work in helping to affect the, and Linda Law, excuse me, to affect these changes in code. So happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Okay, very good. With that, this is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your work on that.
Thank you.